AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Special guest on Big Facts today. Yeah. Kevin Gates is here. Yeah. What's up, my brother? No better time than now to pull up to Big Facts, man. How you feeling?
You want to be honest?
Please. Because you look like you're feeling...
Fantabulous.
I don't just feel amazing. I feel fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing. That's a great way to feel.
No, I feel amazing.
What do you attribute to that? Like, what do you attribute to you maybe feeling better on every level, spiritual, emotional, physical? What do you attribute that to?
That's a long. You want the short answer?
We here. We ain't got nothing. We here. This is a big fact. No, I do not want the short answer.
The long answer?
We want the real. We want the facts.
Oh, my God. I mean... We go through so much trauma that we suppress. We as people, especially melanated people, like we go through so much trauma that we suppress. Like we get beat up every day, physically, verbally, all of those type of things. So we go through that type of shit every day, and we carry these traumas. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these traumas don't just start in the streets; they start in the household. Mm-hmm. Then it translates over into the streets, mm-hmm. and then we go through life not really ever learning how to heal from the things we've been through in our past. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times it's painful to reflect and think about what you've been through. Because you don't want to relive trauma.
Relive it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who want to reopen a cut and put salt in that motherfucker? But
true.
A lot of times we haven't learned how to process our emotions. Because mm-hmm. we always taught as men, man, you don't supposed to cry. You supposed to be a monster. You supposed to be this. Mm-hmm. And we forget as fathers, as men, how to be nurturers. Mm-hmm. So if we don't know how to be nurturers, we don't know how to nurture ourselves. We can never nurture our children. So they grow up hard. We passing like traumatic patterns from our past onto our children, onto our significant others. And it's just unhealthy, emotionally, spiritually, physically. It's just unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, if you got emotional turmoil like going on the inside, you divide it. Mm-hmm. Your kingdom, your body is your temple. Any temple, any regime, anything that's divided amongst itself cannot stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I had to realize on my fitness journey, like just getting my body healthy, I had to get my emotional state healthy, and I had to get my mind healthy. And this allowed me to be spiritually healthy. You know what I'm saying? And it don't happen overnight because I'm still just replacing negative habits with positive habits. Mm. And right now, I had to realize that I'm just on my journey. You know, I forgive myself for the things I can't change. Mm. But I also hold myself accountable for the things that I know that's better. And I keep self-inventory on myself now.
Accountability is key.
So, like, I like to hold myself accountable because I feel like I'm responsible for the places that I place myself.
And you're responsible for you.
So, yes, sir.
Primarily.
And I just, you know, that a lot of people, they say, like, you hard to deal with if you're not easy to fool. Mm. So I just look at it like that, like, you know.
That nigga Gates, bro. You know what, man?
I just look at it like, I just look at it differently. Like, people, it's not a, protecting your energy is not a crime. Like, my little brother know, if I go in a restaurant, do I like this environment? Do I feel good in this environment? No, I'm going to tip the waiter and leave. Hey, forgive me for wasting your time. Because I'm not going to let you waste mine. I'm going where I'm celebrated, never where I'm tolerated.
How hard is it to stay focused, like, to try to master yourself and shit? How hard is it to stay focused?
I don't look at it like, I'm trying to get somewhere.
I'm saying you're trying to master yourself, right?
I don't look at it like really like mastering myself. I'm in a relationship with myself to where I'm getting to know myself on a more intimate level.
Okay.
So it's a relationship with me. I get mad at me a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, you know you overtalked yourself, or you know you shouldn't have did that, or you was too thirsty, man, you should have laid back, you was too aggressive. You know, I get on my own ass all the time, but I had to realize I can't beat myself up. Instead of staying stuck in the lesson, because I used to do that, I got a problem. I can't let shit go. So I say, look, everything that coming from me is a teacher, whether it's good or bad. I can learn from the lesson. I can stay stuck in the lesson and not move on. I can learn from the lesson and then move on. So I talk to myself.
That nigga get hard.
A lot of people be like, man, that nigga not talking to himself. But that's how I help process myself. Like, okay, Kevin, is it really that serious? Or Kevin, is it this? Or Kevin, I ask myself questions, then I go back and answer them. I used to write the shit down, write questions down, ask myself, then go back and answer them questions. And I always came up with sound decisions. And that's my way of problem solving. And then I started learning that all geniuses talk to themselves. And I just, you know, I'm a recorded reader. I read a lot, you know. I hate to say this because in the comments they be like, he always be trying to sound smart. No, I'm not. I'm a nerd. I know a little about a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a little about a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know, like, just from knowing
that's
you.
That's the shortest answer. Like, okay. I'm not trying to be.
As long as it's the facts, that's all we want.
That's the shortest answer. Facts. Oh, yeah. God, no, Kevin.
Yeah. So I know just from, like, knowing you and following you on social media and just, like, having personal
encounters.
Follow
me on social media.
Well,
so you
know,
ain't been knowing me.
No, I've been knowing you forever.
So we gonna do that on. All right, yeah. So what you
no,
say?
Yeah.
You got in tune with me on social media.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, from knowing you and, like, you know, over the years and always having, like, talks with you every time I see you about, like, spirits and, you know, energies and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. You're very big and very huge, like you just said, on mental health. You're very big about speaking openly about depression, anxiety, all that kind of stuff. So my question to you is, how long did it take you to understand that you needed to learn how to master yourself? And how long did it take you to understand that speaking openly about mastering yourself and speaking about depression and anxiety was a positive thing and it wasn't something that could possibly harm your image or hurt your career?
That's a tough question, because I battled with that, like, for a long time. And one of my biggest battles, I said it on the Mike Tyson interview, and I said it on one of my songs called Fairy Tale. I talked about being sexually victimized when I was a child.
Right.
And that's what led to me being super aggressive, because I felt like if I'm in any vulnerable situation, I gotta just
yeah.
But then I realized that through taking all of these different martial arts and learning how to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm free. I don't care what nobody think about me. I was brave when I spoke about it.
Right.
But if five people don't walk up to me a day and cry, I'm talking about men, women, like, I went through the same thing and just cry. And because after I did that song, I just released. That was my first time speaking about that, and I released. And I used to carry this pressure, like.
And you felt better.
Like, over. I used to carry this pressure everywhere I went. Like, I'm extra, you know, I'm,
I know,
I'm commando,
I know
what I'm saying? And people would ask, and people didn't understand where the aggression come from, because I do come from an aggressive environment, but I was intense with it.
Right.
And I had to realize that, man, Kevin, you not no victim, you was vulnerable at that time.
Right.
You done built yourself up, man, you built for a tough.
Right.
And then you built even more for a tough, because it take more courage to exhibit vulnerability than to do to be a tough guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And I had to learn this on my journey. Man, people come up to me every day and just hug me and just cry, like, men, they release. And I tell them, man, tears are for healing. It's okay to cry. It's okay. Like, it's okay. You just release and be like, brother, I love you. I don't know where I'd be without your music. And you changed my life. Yeah. They got people show me cuts on their wrists. I tried to commit suicide. I let them feel the bullet. Look, I try to take my own life, too. Mm. I'm going to say something on this interview that I never said before. December 12th, December 10th through the 12th was the hardest for me this year because I was at, when I disabled my Instagram, I had went, this is my first time ever speaking about this publicly. I had put on Twitter all my friends and my family for getting out my teachers. I love you all. It's over with. See, I don't do the, man, I'm about to kill myself. And I don't want no attention.
Right.
I'm about to, hey, we about to, hey, we, I'm going to get this. I don't do no horse plan. That's horse plan.
Yeah.
When you talk about it. Because I was to the point I didn't want to live no more. That last video I had posted when I was holding my daughter, rocking her. I did a birthday in Cabo, in Mexico. I did all of that. I made sure that she had the best birthday ever. I was just holding. I knew that was my last time seeing her.
This was this past December?
Not this December, but the December before that. This December marked the anniversary of that.
Gotcha.
What sparked that, though?
I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. The world was already beat. The world, as men, especially as a provider, a lot of men don't speak about this, but a lot of men suffer in silence also.
Facts.
When you when you a provider and you a real provider, but you already unhappy and you not feeling like you being celebrated in a proper manner, you feel like you only being tolerated. Like a lot of people be like, why certain men don't go home? Like when I was in the streets, I used to hate going home because I feel like it's cool, but I ain't welcome though. Because it don't feel embracing when I go home. It's like, y'all act like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Thanks.
And a lot of men suffer from that and not knowing that it's okay to have your man cave. You have to go in your solitude and have your time for yourself in order for you to release. Because we so busy being tough and harboring all these resentment and emotions and all the shit we deal with. You know what I'm saying? To where it's just that pressure was on top of my head. I was like, man, I quit. I was at the gym. Mm-hmm. I was at the gym once we got back to California. I was telling Issa, I'm like, I love you, baby. I do. I made up for every birthday. That was the last post I made. Then I had disconnected my disconnected my Instagram. That was my last tweet I made. That's crazy I'm even speaking about this. I don't even know why. God must have put it on my heart. So then after that I went to the gym and I worked out good and I put all my jewelry on. I don't even wear jewelry. I just do that for my ass. He likes jewelry. I don't even care for that.
Yeah.
But I put all my jewelry on. I had a raw letter that I wrote about everything, you know. I was just saying I don't regret nobody I ever stepped on.
Yeah.
You know, if I did it to you, your mama ain't raised you right. You know, that just was, I just wrote everything. I wrote about how, you know, how I've been in love before, you know, how my heart broke, how the first woman ever break my heart was my mother. You know, I wrote about that, you know. The only woman that ever loved me was my grandmother. I wrote everything down. So then after I did that, I had a raw letter. I went in the gym, worked out, took a shower, put all my jewelry on. I said, yeah. I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, hey, Dick. I be saying Dick a lot because my grandfather called me that. That's my like my nickname. So when you hear people say Dick. But anyway, long story short, I looked in the mirror. I say Dick, hey, it's time to stand on that business. Ain't no more talking. So I was like, yeah, let's go get it done. Show you how God worked through people. I'm walking out the gym. White boy walked up on me. You know, kind of big. I see him in there a lot. He said, can I approach you? You know when you about to do something gangster, but you be trying to be calm and smiling? You know, that's me. Like, I kind of laugh through my pain and joke when I'm hurting, when I'm dying on the inside. So, dude walked up on me. He like, man, your music, the only thing make this crazy world make sense. I was like, man, the world's a cruel place, man. Trust me, I know I'm laughing, but I know what I'm about to go do.
Yeah.
So he was like, man, I was worried about you because you had disconnected your Instagram and your Twitter. Like the world needs you because, man, it's like your music done kept me from committing suicide so many times. I say, listen. I swear to God, right now, I'm about to go right now. I say, you're the only one I'm telling. Man, you know what that
That's
dude
crazy.
Did? He cried and he grabbed me. He said, if you do that, so many people going to take their own life because you all we got. That's what he told me.
That's wild.
He said, your music is the only thing that make this crazy world make sense. He cried. And you know what I told him? Let me show you how God worked through people because God know I don't bluff.
Yeah.
So... God, no. Like when I was in jail,
can't do that.
People ask me in jail, like, man, why you always tell God you're going to do better? Because I'm thugging. I'm going to do better. Like, I can't lie to God. I pray before I have sex. Like, women be like, why you do this? I mean, God, I already know. He the reason my dick even getting hard. For to throw this bitch in your stomach. You know what I'm saying? So I like to keep it real, you know, with myself. I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm not going to lie to God. So now I ain't trying to be holy or nothing like that, but just I just come up real spiritual. Like, I'm going to talk to my creator. So anyway, long story short, dude hugged me, and I said, you know what? I guess I'll stick around a while, you know? I'm still just playing. But I'm like, you know what?
I guess I'll
stick around a while, you know? That's what I'm telling me. That's when I do my little proper voice when I'm being sarcastic. You know, that's a coping mechanism for me.
Yeah,
I make a joke. Like, I make a joke through, like, when I was on lockdown, you know, and they'll bring me the food. I'd be like, oh, room service. You know, I just, you know, it's me making a joke to deal with my discomfort. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, to kind of lighten the mood.
I can't believe you the one got me out of my bed. I can't believe I'm on here talking about this. This shit going on. I don't give a fuck. I don't care, because this may help somebody.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. It's going to help a lot of people. Like,
yeah, this may help somebody. If I only help one person with my story, with everything I've been through, then I've served my purpose. Long story short, because I'm not trying to be excessively talkative, but long story short, I gave it 3 days. I said, I'm going to give it 3 days. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, like, through that course of events, when I disconnect my Instagram and stop making comparisons to my life and other people's highlight film and just start living for me, really appreciating the good things about myself, when you love what you have all that you need, and just start back just really engaging with myself and the world, and stop comparing my life to what I should have and be thankful for what I do have. Because when we was walking, we was just happy to have a car. Now we want a Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how that shit is.
You know, you was just happy to have a car. Yeah. Now you just, man, dude, God, I want what dude with homie got. My homie probably can't pay the lease on. He probably crying when he drive off. He make it look good. But it just, we don't know. We compare ourselves to other people.
And you never know what's going on under the surface.
Yeah, so, and that's what really had just shook me all the way back. I didn't want to go to Puerto Rico because I got, you know, for everybody that knows, it's deeply rooted there. So I ended up going to Puerto Rico and was like, man, my grandmother's spirit everywhere. I ain't got you know, like, her spirit with me everywhere I go. She proud of me. Everybody down there, they proud of me.
Yeah.
In the most treacherous neighborhoods. You can't even come out there with cameras. I'm filming in these neighborhoods. These people love me to death. Like, anywhere I go, the slums love me. Like, the streets love me. Like, everywhere I go, like, everybody love me. I had built it in my mind that don't nobody fuck with me. No, the world love me.
Yeah.
Everybody love me. But you'll get on Instagram and be like, man, don't nobody fuck with me. Man, fuck you, bitch. But that's not true. Like, the world love
me. It's the furthest thing from the truth.
And it was like, when it keep you in a depressed state, you spend more money on entertainment and shit like that. And external things to make yourself happy, but the only thing that can make you happy is fixing what's internal.
Inside,
And, like, working out, that shit make me happy. Like, I like seeing my body transform from week to week, 2 weeks. Then I ain't gonna lie, I love my cheat days. I go get my little ice cream, my little M&M ice cream. Don't judge. Don't judge.
Oh, how you in there? You still 3,000? Still 3,000 years old. How you in
there? I mean,
That's
another thing that also made me feel free. Also, because, like, I'm going to just be honest, it's people out here that's gifted. It's people that can see beyond the veil, that can see into the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like I tell people, spirits ain't never try to hurt me. Mm-hmm. The people was the monsters. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, with homie, who I had to, I mean, you was the monster. Ain't no spirits never hurt me. I've been seeing them since I was children. You know, and it's people that see that, and for people that think I'm weird, hey, I'm winning. I don't care what you think.
Right. But
once I had a fear of being looked at like I was crazy for speaking about spiritual things. And then once I came out and just started speaking about it, so many people like, man, my grandmother used to tell me that I done had this happen to me. It's things that's unexplained. That's just supernatural events that happen with us to let us know that there's a greater presence, that there's a creator, it's a greater design than what we see on the physical. And I know that I'm older than, you know what I'm saying? Well, when I say that, this is
That's what I was like.
This is my last time being here. I'm getting it right this time. I'm never gonna see a physical death. I'm gonna transcend over. You know, Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him. For people that don't know my background, my father's Muslim. I'm Muslim. My Muslim name is Isa. Jesus, may peace be upon him. This is my first time saying this on a podcast. My tribe is, I'm related to him twice. Like, from my wide nose to the everything, I'm related, features and
you're
everything.
Related to Jesus twice.
Yeah, okay. You are too. I mean, you have to trace it back. But my yeah. tribe, the same exact tribe that he, you know, that he's from. Yes. You know, I just, like I said, I don't, this is my first time saying this, the word gonna think I'm weird. I don't even care anymore, I swear to God.
You're winning.
But anyway, long story short though, like, I used to be like, why y'all name me that old bitch ass shit? You know what I'm saying? But I started studying this man. This man never even spoke English. He speak our language.
Arabic.
Mm. You know, he speak our language. So, long story short, I started studying that, and it just, I wanted to read about him. I wanted to know about him. I wanted to know things about him. I'm not talking about the Messiah that's on the cross, that Messiah. I'm talking about the one that said, you all the dude that was more human, like people like to make it, you know, the one that was more human, like when he say, you all to do greater things than that. Because this power will come from the Creator. May peace be upon him. So I started studying about light body skill and things of that nature. I can do things that mere mortals can't do. You know, I can do things that mere mortals can't even
exhibit. What you can do? You can be invisible?
I mean, I can do that too. You done did it before. You done walked up on somebody. I ain't even see you standing there. And then you done had that happen to you before. You done walked up on somebody. I ain't even see you, Baby J. But that's because you was vibrating at a higher level. Mm. And they couldn't see you. And when you raise your vibration, all right, I'll show you like static electricity. When you rub a balloon in your head, you can't see the static electricity.
Yeah,
but that don't mean it ain't there. If I blow on you, you couldn't mm-hmm. see the wind coming from my mouth. Hold my breath, don't stink.
No, you good.
I did brush my teeth. I pray to good hygiene. Yeah. You could look good. It's about hygiene. If you freaking, I like you. We could try things. But yeah, my bad. Back to this regular schedule programming. But I was just saying, that was energy. I just blew out on you. To give you an example, just to exemplify what I'm saying. Anyway, long story short, when you raise your vibration, mm-hmm. you're going to make people that's vibrating at a low level uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You done had this happen. You go somewhere and people just got to find an excuse to leave or mm-hmm. get from around you. It's not that they don't want to. You call like, what, man, come fuck with me. They don't want to. They can't mm-hmm. fuck. They tell you they coming. But if something happened where you feeling like, man, this nigga playing. It's not that he can't fuck with you. But he can't fuck with you.
Thug said that shit. Your spirit is going to irritate their demons. And they can't stand to be around you.
It ain't even that. It's about frequency. We just not on the same frequency. It's like low vibration and high vibration. Mm-hmm. Like people get mad at me. Like, they'll be like, here, come on, take a shot. I don't drink. You don't drink? I'm like, why are you getting so irritated by me saying I don't drink? I'm having a great time, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Let me be a lame, you know? You know, so, like, it's I was afraid of speaking about these things publicly because people was like, I had a fear of being looked at like I was crazy, but I was also causing myself to be very sick because I wasn't opening my throat chakra. Mm. Mm-hmm. When you open your throat chakra and you speak truth, you know, it's healing to the body.
But do you know how many other people are quote unquote crazy that can identify and relate to everything that you're talking about now?
I know what's happening. I don't know who I am, but I know what I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah, something serious.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's almost here. The Knix anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's K-N-I-X.com. Don't miss this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, why is it that goddamn when a nigga making sense or thinking outside the box or saying something he crazy though? Like, why this shit? Why you think
that's
this
a big fast topic? Because again, think that's not what's considered normal. So people are in comfort zones.
Like, all this shit you saying make perfect sense
to us.
You get what I'm saying?
To us.
To people who listen
not
to
everybody.
It.
Everybody not going to receive it the same.
But I'm saying, like vibration shit, that's I can go for that.
Yeah,
I
mean, that
like, cause
sure.
I can't be, that's I don't like, know if my freaks will be low or they freaks will be low. Some people, I just can't stand around.
Amen. I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in no form or fashion, I got to get the hell on.
Yeah. Well, it's not to cut you off, but that go back to energy and frequency, like
that's what I just said. That's real, right?
We on different frequencies. I mean, we just on different frequencies, and it don't even matter how a person look. I done got off that man. All us need to stick together because we niggas. We need to stick. I done got off that old bitch ass shit too because, I was in prison at one time, and I called myself, man. We gonna ride in this bitch. They bringing us cold food and da 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 da. Man, we stood up in that bitch, man. Everybody stood up. When they came in there with them baby powder guns and pepper gas and fox spray and bass spray, everybody went got in their rack. It's only me and like three other dudes in there rolling. Even the warden told me, he said, I respect you. You a man. But start sticking by yourself. I've been doing this for years. And I said, that was a great, I learned a valuable lesson. I'm on my side. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was riding for the cause, you know what I'm saying? Then it was a beautiful understanding to me now, because I don't care what a person look like, they race, color, right. they sexual orientation or preference. Is if the energy connects, it connects. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never know where my next blessing gonna come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta operate strictly out of my heart chakra. I gotta operate out of love. Even if it's messed up energy, I gotta look at it with love, like that's a test for me to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And if it's a blessing, hey, I'm just one of the gatekeepers about to open the gate so I can get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be tested before I can reach spiritual divinity. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm tested all the time, but it's how I respond. I'm no longer reactive. I respond to whatever tests come my way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just however I respond.
Did the journey of enlightenment you feel like start when you went to prison? Is that where it started, or was it before that?
I was born gifted.
Okay.
I just fought against it, like a lot of us.
But when did you have time to sit and realize that? Because you can subconsciously know it, but sometimes people don't even experience solitude until prison. Like, was it prison, or did you sit down on your own? Is what I'm asking.
Prison was a major. Prison was the starting point.
Mm.
It was the starting point, because in solitude, that's when epiphanies happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you by yourself, when you alone.
23-1, that shit ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. It's just, the prison was the best thing ever happened to me.
I heard so many people say that.
It was the best thing that ever happened
to
me.
So many people say it saved their lives, changed their lives.
I wasn't living right.
Right. And then maybe you wouldn't still be here living. If you didn't go to prison.
I just wasn't living right.
Right.
It was the best thing ever happened to me. Yeah. I'm not, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was the best thing ever happened to me.
Yeah.
You ever thought about doing acting and shit? Movies and shit?
Yeah, I want to do it now. The old me. Man, I might have to cut my hair. I'm not going to play this role. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'd be a great actor.
What's like how these Netflix shows and shit be? Like, what type of show you feel like you'll be good on?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll be on, they had to put me on Power. I wouldn't be the plug, though. I just love when dude told Ghost, he said, man, you could have your own cartel. See, I wouldn't be the man. I'd be the man in between the man. I do the shit like when, like say, if you hand Bank some coffee, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And he reached for it, like say you about to reach for the cup, like reach for it, I grab it first and then smell it, then hand it to you to make sure you know I'm gonna be the enforcer.
I'm gonna be
something true to who I am. I'm the protector.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like so I'm the nigga that's always gonna have your best interest at heart.
You know when you getting that, when you getting outraged, man, they talking. And I tell you, don't worry about it. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take care of it. Don't even worry about it. Then I'm gonna just come back and just, you know, we gonna watch the news. And I got that business handled, and that's it. We'll never talk about that again. But you know, I did that. I did that for the boss man. So it's just, you know, I don't want to be the man. I want to be the man in between the man. And that's why even when it was election time, you know, I always wanted to stay a general because I take pride and charity in the aid and assistance of others. So I'm always on the front line with all my soldiers. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's why I remained a general. I could have been elevated in rank. Mm. So I'm a born king. I wasn't afraid to take the throne, but I just like being, you know, with the soldiers. Mm.
How you think you protect yourself now from ever going back into that dark space of not cherishing the life the way it should be or going back to those things? How do you protect yourself now daily or hourly or however often? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you command your day to be how you want it to be.
You command your day. I like that.
You command your day.
I like that.
I prepare at nighttime to have a great morning. Mm. If I don't prepare my night and prep there, if I just come in, man, I'm going to get up early and do my shit. No, I'm going to prepare at night to have a great morning. I like everything around me clean and order. You know, I'll get out the bed. I'm going to make my bed. I know I got to be up at 4:30 a.m., both feet on the floor. Because I like to procrastinate a little bit. I like to get in the shower, listen to my music. When you want me.
Yeah, you got to let that positive energy marinate overnight.
From Miami. You know, I want to listen to my little music in the morning. Drink my little coffee. I like my espresso. You know, I like to start my little morning. You know, take my shower, pray. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gym, have a great workout. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The world sex is gangster, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, that's just where I'm at, you know. But that's just where I'm at with it, you know what I'm saying? And protecting your energy at all costs.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be honest with yourself, even with your friends. Like, man, where you at, bro? Pull up. Can't make it, buddy.
You think the pandemic helped the hurt artists?
I don't know. It's all in how you, everything's a blessing. Once you change your perspective, that's when miracles happen. It was a blessing for me because I gained a greater understanding of myself.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then I done time before, so, you know, I don't have to engage with the world. I create my own world around me.
I want to talk about that too. Speaking of creating your own world and not having to engage, on your fitness journey, I know you've gone like a more natural route. You grow your food and, you know, you have a farm and all that kind of stuff.
When I can, when I'm on a reservation, I eat from the land. When I'm not on a reservation, I eat from, I try to find a Sprouts, a Whole Foods, somewhere. Even Walmart got a nice little produce section.
Yeah.
They done got their produce game up. Yeah, they got a nice little, Walmart, Yeah, I been there. I like to go grocery shopping, you know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, let's go push the basket, baby. You know, that's my shit. Then I like to cook, so.
Right.
I make an amazing soup. Like, it's amazing.
What kind of soup?
I put sweet potatoes in there, mushrooms, onions, yellow squash, zucchini.
No meat?
Carrots. Sometimes I put a whole chicken in there, but because somebody like to eat all the chicken out of my soups that I be making. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say no names. But yeah, you know, the soup I make is amazing. It's healing to the body because it's everything come from the mother, from the earth.
So, it sounds like some immune boosting shit.
I don't know. I just feel good. I put the pink Himalayan sauce, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Yeah, yeah, I cook with that too.
The cumin, the black pepper, rosemary, fresh rosemary, fresh cilantro.
You put thyme?
Nah, I don't put that in. It ain't that. That just ain't my taste. I like the rosemary taste.
Right,
I like
that
fresh rosemary. Okay. I put the whole stalk out. I wash them and put the whole stalk in there.
You use cilantro?
I love cilantro.
Okay.
That's my baby, though.
Okay.
Cooking tips.
What's next for Kevin Gates?
I don't know. I'm on a journey. I might walk out of here and become a billionaire.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
You got nothing planned?
No. I'm spontaneous.
Live it. Live it.
People be like, Kevin, when the album coming? When it comes. It's going to come at the right time. It's going to be amazing. It's going to change the world.
That frustrates your label? Will you tell them that? Yeah, the weights on ready.
They've been dealing with me so long, and they understand how I work, and they also understand and trust that I have an understanding that's outside of their understanding.
Mm.
Because nobody believed in Big Gangsta when I dropped it.
Mm.
It ain't it like, but organically, it's but it was before its time. Mm. So you know, but it's timeless now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like all of the music that I make is timeless because it comes from the celestial court. Like I'm just a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
All of the holy names in the celestial court, even the secret names. So it's a blessing. It's not me, it's God. Mm-hmm. So all of these ideas and thoughts, they come from the celestial court. And I'm just here to transmit it, you know.
So are we ever going to get another installment in the Luca Brasi series?
Hey, you know what? You know what?
Please.
This is crazy. No, listen. I didn't want to do that because on my new journey, I'm like, man, I'm putting out negativity if I do that. No, I'm not. I'm purging. All that's built up in me, music is the way that I vent and release. So I can still live a positive lifestyle and still vent and release the thing because that's therapeutic in nature. I'm doing myself and the world a disservice by not putting out that pressure. Because, Kevin, you pressure in the gym.
Yeah.
You pressure everything else you do, you pressure. And I'll be talking to myself. I'll be like, say, because, Dick, I need you make all that raw shit to work out to.
Mm. Right.
You know, man, the other people want that to motivate them too, Kevin. You can't be being selfish like that. I be talking to myself.
Yeah.
I be like, you being selfish, bro. You heard me? And then I just dropped it, Who Won't Smoke. I was just playing it on live. I didn't know it was going to do what it did, you know?
You went crazy on that shit. Mm. Wrapping nigga up like Christmas.
Yeah, Luca Brasi.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and my partner called me. He said, man, can't nobody talk that street shit like you, Kevin. Can't nobody talk it like you. I ain't heard one nigga talk it like how you talk it, bro. I'm knowing you hands on. Please don't stop this time. I know it's easy for you, but don't stop. I need you. Mm. I'm like, I got you, big brother. Mm. I'm going to get that business out.
Have you been touring lately?
Yes, sir.
You have been? Because I know that's the last time we spoke. That's one of like your favorite moments to actually, you know, you go get cook the shit up, but you see it right in front of you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People tell me the most amazing things. Like, hey, you know, they have more people with my face tattooed on them than Tupac. I didn't know that.
That's a big statistic.
That's
a big statistic.
Like, I had to look at the things like, hey, Kevin, like, don't be hard on yourself. You're amazing. You're amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. You're changing the world.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite city? Big.
I can't name four.
Yeah, go ahead. Five.
Fuck it. Why not? Let's live it up.
I can't name like three cities in the state.
Yeah, go ahead. How you been?
In Dallas, Houston, the whole Louisiana, and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Sound about right.
This place changed my life. Anybody that tell you, like, when I first met Bang, I whooped up on him. You know, he seen with my little bow tie would fly. I whooped up on him. You know, he's like, man, you by yourself? I say, yeah, we on solo missions.
In the trenches, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, this guy can vouch for me. No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I whoop up over there, you know, cook the verse for him. How long you think it took me to cook the verse?
7 minutes.
I'm deadly with this, yo.
You still got, you got, that's what you put your,
nah, for sure.
Blackberry.
I'm deadly with this.
Didn't they just turn them off? But you still use it with the notes and shit.
Who turned it off?
I thought they said all the Blackberries was dead.
How?
January 1st.
Dead off.
Oh, yeah,
I just saw it. But the news, whatever. But that's what they said. But if yours worked,
the network that the Blackberries are on, they said that they were canceling the transmission or something so that they were going to be obsolete January the 1st.
So you got to get a different transmission.
There you go. Your BlackBerry work.
Yes, sir. No question.
There you go. There you go.
Every surveillance, they wipe from no phone. VPN tracking, I wipe from my phone. No, heavy surveillance. They watch from the drone. VPN tracking. I watch from the phone.
Yeah.
$2 million for each of my lookalikes. I get indicted. They capture the clone. One of my people, he from Argentina. Shout out to him. He a hell of a teacher. $10 million for my private doctor. I go on the run, reconstructing my features. I like to, you know, they love how I talk that shit.
Yeah.
My people call me. He say, man, Saber, I'm scared when you drop that, man. I'm just waiting for the door to swing open. I said, me too, big bro. I get it for love.
Who's your biggest inspiration, though?
Who? My biggest inspiration?
Like, I'm talking about for his music.
I can't name a person that's not doing music. My biggest inspiration?
Yeah, no. You
Muhammad know. Ali.
For sure.
Mm. Muhammad
for sure.
Ali.
Mm. For sure.
Understandable.
Muhammad Ali, I'm going to show you how great I am. Mm. He suffered. He suffered. They made it hard for him. But he smiled. He found a way to smile through it all. Yeah, he suffered. He died doing what he loved. And I had really had put it in my mind, like, this music, I love it. I'm going to die for this shit. I love it. I can't stop. I'm going to die for this. I love it that much. I'm going to die for it when a man meets his mission, him and his mission become one. I'm going to die for this.
Facts.
I love it.
Yeah.
Big facts.
I love it. I work out so I can make better music because I love it. Mm. I work out so I can have a better performance on tour so I can make better music because I love it. And you see it when you come to my shows. You see it. You see it. Everyone is sold out. Mm. It's just more and more people just gravitate toward it. I love it. Mm.
What you ultimately want to do with all that influence? I mean, music is one thing, but ultimately, what do you want to do with all that influence?
I'm doing it.
Got you.
When you follow your heart, you always win. Mm. I am who I am, who I'm not, I'll never be. That's my message.
Mm. That's strong.
Simple.
That's strong. Simple.
Go where you celebrate and not where you tolerate it. Yeah. Protecting your energy is not a crime. I've been giving y'all the game the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, ye who believe. Mm-hmm. I came into my own. They just received me not. Most people ain't know who I was, but the ones that know, you know, they bear my glory, full of grace and truth. They know what I was from jump. Mm-hmm.
Another thing you do is you stir social media up a lot. So let's understand this.
Ask me anything.
No, it's not. We can go into a lot of your quotes.
Oh, God, no. It wasn't me.
If you met somebody in December 2021 and you still know them January 2022, have we been knowing each other two years? That's the question. That's the question.
Have we been knowing each other two
years? So that stirred social media up and people was literally trying to figure that out.
How?
Well, the first mathematical thing they would say is it's not two full years. It's not a calendar to a calendar.
I'm not trying to overthink it, beloved.
You knew them in 2021 and you knew them in 2022.
Have we been knowing each other 2 years? Yeah, I've been in her last year.
So you've known the person 2 years, technically. But you knew you was doing what you put that up. You knew that everybody was going.
What you think about the metaverse?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even put thought into that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was my spirit. That was what I just, that I wanted to release that. I just proposed the question. Have I known you 2 years? Now, anybody else want to overthink it and do all that old extra shit, that's on your body.
Right. Right.
That's on your body if that's what you want to do. Right. Listen, I ain't going too deep off into it. I just proposed a question.
Yeah.
I really asked the question to myself. Let me tweet that right there. I don't do things to get attention. Like when I jumped on stage, everybody was, oh my God, he jumped in there. I've been slam dunking on you niggas out here. Yeah. Both ways. What you mean?
Right.
I've been dunking on you niggas. So I'm saying y'all just all of a sudden, oh man, this nigga jumping out the gym. I've been jumping out the gym. Mm. And I make it jump out the pot.
The
metaverse?
Yeah.
I heard people speak about it, but that just ain't where my interest been at.
Yeah.
It seemed like I used to play The Sims when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of seemed.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, I kind of seen it's like that. I'm an outside person, so. I like playing my French Bulldogs and, oh man, guess what? I might cry talking about this shit. Man, you know Big Dad? Mm. This is my first time saying this on social media. Yeah, he just died like a couple months ago.
Dog.
My dog.
What?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
He died.
What happened?
No, don't start crying here, baby J.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking, like, what happened?
He just got old and died. It was his time, you know? He was my emotional support animal. He served his purpose. I guess he was like, man, you know, he looked up at me like, man, bro, I love you. I knew he was trying to tell me something, though, Because when I had brought him to the other side, he ain't want to leave out that bitch. Man, I went to California. My dog sitter called me. He said, man, bro, he was crying. He was hysterical. Big F, because he loved, like, these our children. He right. was like, man, bro, dick dad, bro, we got some straws from his semen, bro. So we going to, because we had preserved his semen. So, but he had a son that looked just like him mm-hmm. while I was in jail. Mm-hmm. And he died because he underwent a surgery to clear his something in his throat to make him breathe better.
Right.
And he died, but he looked just like Dick, but he was just a little smaller. I was originally going to name him Golf Ball because he was little and hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I ended up naming my partner, OG Ken, I named another one that looked just like Dick, but he red.
Yeah.
We gave him to OG Ken. OG Ken loved him to death, treat him like a son. And his name Golf Ball.
Okay.
But my nephew named Golf Ball. I got a little nephew named Golf Ball. He little and he hard. He a monster. He little bitty. So I wanted to name one of my bullets after him because he a monster. He liked it. So I just wanted to name him. Nick.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, bro. Dick died on me, bro. But I know that he was like, man, you don't need me no more. Because I done hear him cry a lot of nights.
Yeah.
And I used to sleep in the bed with him and all that. I just, you know, it was just his time, you know.
Yeah.
He was like, man, you don't need me no more. I'm just going to go on here and take it to that. I'm going to holler at you on the other side, homie. Mm. All right, homie. I'm gonna know you forever. I'll never see you again.
Right. What's your thoughts on polygamy? Because you know, before on social media, also
polygamy.
Monogamy versus polygamy, whatever it is. Because you kind of spoke on it before.
What, did it take a village?
Something to that extent. I think you said something to that extent. And then again, this is the platform where I like to just have people just speak. You know what I mean?
See, just because you a king or a god, that don't mean you supposed to abuse discretion and abuse your power.
Facts.
You still gotta be considerate of everything that's in your kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't feel like a person that's all the way fully whole with themselves should even venture down that road. Mm. But my mother always told me, man, you tell a woman the truth, she gonna treat you like what God love. Because it's the truth. Babe, where you been? Fucking. You know, honesty. But see, you can't be in a relationship and you've been making deals. You know what I'm saying? You've been making deals. And then you come back, well, baby, you know, because I know... what they call? I'm not a stepper. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big stepper. I'm a great father
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I will big step, but I'm a great father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I look at it like this. I read this book called The Sacred Woman. I gotta say this before I go there. I read this book called The Sacred Woman, and it validated everything that I was ever taught as a child because people used to ask me, how come she do things with you that she don't never do with nobody else and this and that? Because I don't judge. I don't care if you did 1,000 dicks, baby. You for me. You tried the rest and I come be with the best. You had to go through all that so I could have you. I don't judge you. I don't care what you done did. If I want you, I want you. You know what I'm saying? I want you. Because I don't want nobody that ain't been through nothing, that ain't got no field credentials and all that. I don't get on all that social media. You know, man, bro, you need a woman that do that. Man, well, go get your mail order bride. You want a servant? You want a slave? I feel like it's about having a woman as your best friend mm-hmm. in a relationship. Now, this your best friend, so you paying attention to your best friend. You got to know that her womb has its own chakra. Women have an extra chakra men don't have. This why your sex life get thrown off. Say you was fucking another bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come home and fuck your woman. She already know because she got something called intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Most men don't have intuition because their masculine energy and feminine energy is not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
When your masculine energy becomes sacred masculinity, like I don't release semen. I really been celibate. I've been playing hide the dick.
We saw you talking about that.
I really practice semen retention now.
Right.
And I love the way it make me feel. I love the power and the energy that it give me. So in just practicing this, my masculinity is sacred because I'm not looking for this one and that one and this one and that one to fuck. See, women are healers. The womb is very healing. Any woman can attest to this. if you went through a stress month before your cycle, I don't even like to call it period. I like to call it the moon, because every woman's cycle is in sync with the moon. It may be the full moon, the waxing moon, new moon. It depends on what moon. Mm-hmm. But they are healers. So what happens is, if the household was stressed that month, her moon gonna be heavy, heavy, heavy. She not just cleansing for herself, she cleansing all the energy for the whole house. Mm-hmm. So she already know what I've been doing. Mm. So I'm gonna go ahead and tell you the truth. And guess what? Her womb, when she in alignment with her womb, she could process it. And her womb could forgive, because she may give me her body knowing I fucked something else. And what's going to happen? Her pH level is going to be off. I might ain't give her no disease, but this energy from this other woman going to offset her pH levels. Mm. She could develop a urinary tract infection, because most urinary tract infections come from anger. From harnessing anger, because she was like, I knew I wasn't crazy. Because you wasn't telling this woman the truth. Mm. So honesty is the best policy. So before we go any further and say, what you think about polygamy?
No doubt.
I'm going to just say this. I'm Muslim. Mm. Everybody that's Christian, that's Christian people, you go read all through your Bible. King Solomon was the most loved king by God. He had 300 wives and 700 concubines. 300. 700. That's 1,000 bitches. Mm. And will go to war behind every one of them. He was the wisest, richest, strongest king that ever lived. King Solomon. May peace be upon him. So I'm just, you know, if people that's Christian people want to live by the Bible, you know, don't just live by this part, live by all of it. Mm.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knicks anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me ask you this. I have a question.
What's the question? I got to answer.
About your, okay, when you were just saying, like, how you don't release semen or whatever. Mm-mm. So when you have sex, you don't climax?
No.
How does that work?
Well, I start out, I can't give you my real recipe, but I like to get massages. You know, I start with the feet, because a woman walk on her feet all day. But I ain't going to lie, ain't gonna, I'm a dog with eating pussy, but I really like to eat my woman ass. I like when she try to run, but cause I got a long tongue, so I like to go deep in her ass with that bitch. She running. Crazy. I'm a gangster. So anyway,
yeah.
Foreplay. You know, I love foreplay. You know,
right.
You know, so that's what I love. So through foreplay and aiming to please my partner, I get off on her getting off. I want to make you come. Like, I love when I just came. Like, don't tell me you can't. I want your body to lock up. I don't want to watch you run down my dick. That's just me. I feel like I did something because I brought right. you to a level of ecstasy I know you wouldn't experience it because you've been jammed up.
Yeah, but if you're not releasing semen, aren't you jammed up?
And no.
Won't you,
that's
like...
That's not true. That's my life force. It's going to go... It's going to recycle itself through my body. Now, I've had weird dreams before. If I have a weird dream, you know, that's my body releasing and recycling.
But not on purpose?
No.
Okay.
Now, if I want to manifest something, like with a woman, we can set our intentions and pray, then I could let loose in her, and we can manifest what it is we're trying to manifest, because sex is healing. It's magical. Sexual right. energy is very healing. Like in the morning time, every man, you wake up and you want to beat that dick. I don't do that. I wake up and put that energy into making a good song, a great workout. I start replacing them habits with something else. Mm.
Some serpent fire, is that what they call it? Serpent fire, or is it something else? I've heard plenty of different terms.
I call it sex transmutation. I just take, okay. It's all energy. It's just right. on what you do with it. Right. I can sit in that bitch. I don't watch porn. I can sit in that bitch and 100-round drum something, but I did that when I was a kid. I want to do something different now.
Yeah.
So I do yoga. I stretch, you know, and a lot of times when... You know, I've been practicing also is taking maca root because it detoxes the colon and your pancreas and all of that. It detoxes those things. A lot of the food that we eat, it have us clogged up to where we can't even get the proper erection that we supposed to get. So a lot of time when you want to jack your dick, that's because your prostate, your prostate is clogged. And you, it's certain poses in yoga that you could do to unclog that and move that energy around the body. We sit stiff all day. You know what I'm saying? We stiff all day. We don't move our energy around. You have to move it around the body. Like, that's like people who dance and they start dancing. They feel good when they dance because they moving that energy around. We have energy in our body that need to be moved around. And that's what I do. I move it all around my body and use it for what I need to use it for. You tap into it. It's called a chi. I started learning about that through, well, what really got me into semen retention at first was I used to box, and we couldn't release any semen, you know, before fights and things of that nature. And I'm like, man, I be so deadly when I'm not releasing no semen, making that sacrifice. So I put myself in that mindset again, but I started studying all the benefits from it, and I started looking at the benefits I'm having. Like, you know, my hair growing back in places that, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing.
Is it like a healing energy too?
Your life force is healing.
Gotcha.
When you put it in that woman womb, even if she don't get pregnant, it's going to heal her body. Y'all going to recycle each other's energy if y'all equally yoked. But if we not in alignment, she just going to drain me and run off with my energy. I'm succubus in nature. I'm going to have sex with this woman, drain her and take her energy. Like, you're not supposed to feel tired after sex. You're supposed to be energized. If you're not energized, then somebody not in alignment. Hey, don't judge. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care. I'm winning.
Kevin Gates.
Because I know this new information. I never really spoke about none of this before, but she just be.
She Jay's energy.
Don't put that on me.
Jay's energy.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that jade energy. That's that jade energy.
What effect you think that music is having on our people and our brothers in the streets and so forth, just throughout the culture?
It depends on what context you look at the music. I mean, you know, they got a lot of great kids that like really great guys, you know, and I feel like they be expressing their pain. Because sometimes you could be so angry and so hurt, you just want to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like if you look at it in the proper context, I mean,
what if it's, let's take your kids. What if it's your kids listening to it? They might not be able to receive it in a different way than.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my children, geniuses. So,
gotcha.
Because, well, all children are geniuses. It's just the environment that they grow up in. But my daughter called me the other day, Daddy. her grandmother in the background, "Daddy, what's an orgasm?" I say, "Oh." Her grandma talking about, "No, she's want to know what an organism is." I said, "Which one you want to know, baby, an organism or an orgasm?" She said, "I want to know what an orgasm is." So I told her what the orgasm was. And she was like, "Okay, thank you, Daddy." Like, I tell my children the truth. Not about to, either my grandfather taught me that you learn fast or you die young. So I teach my children the truth. I'm not censoring nothing. I'm not covering your ears and all that. "Daddy, bro, they said this about you on the internet, man. Killer, they faking. You be with your dad every day. We be everywhere by ourselves, just me and you. You ever seen somebody walk up on your dad and play with me?" Because he get mad. "Daddy, they said this about you. I just want to go kill everything." "Killer, cause I love that you love me. I love that you love me like that. You supposed to be passionate about your dad. You go everywhere with me, man. That's the internet, man. We on the blacktop with it. You everywhere I go. What is you talking about?" "Yeah. Oh, yeah." Now he listen at the music. "Yeah, yeah, they just faking." "Yeah, I know." "You faking."
"Yeah."
"Yeah, you faking. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's entertainment." I used to have that fucked up. "Man, dude ain't living like that. I don't want to listen to that." "Man, that shit sound good. It's entertainment." Yeah. I don't even background people no more. I used to be, "Man, dude supposed to be like that, bro. What's happening?" I don't even care. Like, I like the music. I'm a fan. And it took me changing my perspective to be a fan of music again. I'm a fan. I like that shit.
Yeah.
So don't put no type of sour taste in your mouth if it's somebody, if somebody rapping some shit that you actually been through and they ain't been through it for profit.
No, it used to. I used to be like, "Man, you heard me tell you that. You heard me say that. That's our conversation. You come on, man. You know, I used to be like that." But then I had to realize, "Hey, Kevin, that's not a bad thing. That's a beautiful thing. That just means you influential. See, when you change your perspective, that's when miracles happen." Because guess what? Hey, your bitch, no. That woman, hey, the woman, the wisest creature on earth, that our first teacher. And I'm not saying that because I'm not one of them guys. I got partners that like that, "Man, I'm fucking dude, bitch. I don't want nobody, baby mama." Sure. Once I find out that you somebody that
got some sort of ties with
you, this could be your wife right here. This could be your 20th side piece. I don't want nothing because I'm not like that. I don't get off on fucking nobody, woman. I don't get off on that. Now, if I can't help it, I don't know. Hey, she tricked us both. Hey, big brother, if she willing, we can share her. At the same time, what's up? Because I mean, she tricked us both. Hey, I'm about to put some clothes on. Why? You just fucked them yesterday. Yeah, we don't judge. Let's just keep it real. I'm just saying, like, I'm just giving an illustration. You know what I'm saying?
An example.
Like, I'm just giving an example. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, that ain't what I'm on, but they got people that's on it. But what I say is, when a woman know a man like that for real, all you got to do when you see people out and they get big, all y'all do is look at that woman. See when that woman roll her eyes, you know what that mean?
He's a bitch.
He bluffing.
Yeah.
You made deals behind closed doors. You bluffing. You know, you done went big for mercy and all that. You wasn't all over. You ain't stand like you was supposed to stand. Hey, listen, babe, I love you with all my heart, but we got to stand on principle. I'm not allowing no this and this and this and this in my house. I'm not allowing it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I got to stand on my morals and my principles. Now, everybody's morals and principles ain't the same. Me and my big brother talk about this every day. Everybody's morals and principles ain't the same, but guess what? Hey, what you eat don't make me shit, homie. What you eat don't make me shit. And what I eat don't make you shit. So, hey, if the energy align, it align. If not, hey, we go no further. Everything got their proper place. So, I just look at the woman because when somebody get to going on a rant and raving, see, when you get upset, it's crazy. I don't want to talk about it, but when you flash and your woman had a fear of God in her because she done seen what you do or and witness how you rocking. You know what I'm saying? She not scared for that you going to, she scared that she going to lose you because she know you can't think once it's, you know, let me be man, in case if something happens, it's up. It's always up on our end, sir. That's why I'm so respectful. It's always up on my end.
Yeah.
Like it's always, like, I ask myself all the time, Kevin, would you do a life sentence behind disrespect? I would. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I can't live with that. I know what I can live with. I can't. So when my woman gets scared, it's more like, no, I'm not going through that, taking all the insurance out the cones and making sure we buy everything cash and do this and do that. Because if he go to jail again, we got to be able to keep it going. You know, the women are protectors. They practical in nature. So when we flash, you know, they think about all that. But when you got a woman just sitting there, I ain't tripping on dude. He bluffing. I do it. I'd have gave up some game. I wasn't supposed to give up, you know. But that's he bluffing. Mm. He bluffing. Mm. Hey, homie, you got to do it. Pay attention to the woman. That's how you got to do. Mm. When you see somebody with their significant other, and he go to ranting and raving, and she, I know what's up. Oh, he does this all the time at the house. It's no big deal.
It's bluff.
He bluffing.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on the ego?
That was the biggest thing I had to get past was my ego. That's why I don't even pick up heavy weights in the gym no more. I check my ego at the door because even though I looked amazing, at one time I was big. That was ego. I want to lift all the weights in the gym. You know, that was my ego. I was hurting myself. Mm. My joints wasn't ready to lift that type of weight. Now my joints ready to lift that type of weight. Mm. And I play with little light shit. It's just about feeling good now. Like, that's my therapy. You know, I'd rather feel good. So when I go to the gym, I feel good. Before I take a meeting, I work out. Before I came here, I worked out. I just want to feel good. I want to be in the best headspace ever. That's just me. Mm. And I'm going to take however much time I need to make sure that I'm well. Because I don't want to be of a disservice to nobody around me. With my energy, with my attitude, I want to operate out of love because I could miss something.
Yeah.
Then I'm really big on being a great listener now, but y'all making me talk, so.
You got me stuck.
Therapy. It's therapy for so many people.
I'm serious, though.
Yeah, ain't okay.
Like, I'm serious. Stuck. I'm really big on being a great listener because somebody told me, because you got to have people around you to hold you accountable. You're not a good listener. And then I listened. And I said, you know what? Sometimes I allow my own selfishness to get in the way. I wasn't a good listener. My ego was here to keep me safe. Thank you. I don't need you anymore. I'm going to operate off my spirit, off my heart chakra. When I went to see DJ Scream, how does it feel? It felt, the energy in here feel pleasant. I'm at home. Anywhere I'm at, it's the energy that I bring is the energy I'm going to get back in return.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like if I ask, like I didn't, no ego. I get in certain artists' DMs. I want you on my album. Mm. Hey, if it can't happen this time, maybe it happen the next time. You know, if don't nobody get back to me, I understand you have a life. Mm. But that fear of rejection, man, they got to holler at me. Nah, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to network. Mm. Hey, this will be raw. Like, I'm a fan of music again. So if this, you know, you got to think I've been through a lot of trauma.
When you say you're a fan of music again, like what
was everything got so predictable, you know?
Got you.
So, and it had me. So now I listen for different things, like how it make me feel. I like the beat. I like the way he on the beat. I like.
So you said you was zooming in too much to maybe.
I was being too technical. You know what I'm saying?
I think I've been there. I think I might be there.
I was overthinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Biggie Smalls. Like when I used to listen to him, he take me somewhere. Mm. Pun, take me somewhere. Mm. Pac was more like, he was an emotional rapper, so he talked about the things that was relative, so he felt like a family member. Mm. But when I listen to Big, people don't know that, man, Big was living like that. Mm. Fat boy was living like that. Mm. Right. So I like all that. That's when I was in juvenile detention. Today's agenda. Got the suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112. Tell them Locko sent you. Yeah, so that just, you niggas bleed just like us. Mm. You know, that was my thing, you know. You know, I like all that. I like that kind of talk. I like when Killer Stone, man, rest in peace to one of the greatest. I like when Killer Stone said I was outnumbered and outgunned. They had to shoot my way out. Put hunters on top of ones and broke bricks in the drought. Don't nobody say his name. Like, he was the Magnolia. Don't nobody say his name. You know, he was one of the greatest I ever seen do it. The Flash, a lot of my swag, I emulate him. Yeah. And I also emulate Lee Lucas. He one of the Flies I seen do it in Baton Rouge. The Flash. Mm. I've been going to Bogota since I was 17, man. I'm around legends. That swag that I come in the game with so authentic because I got it from, you know, I've been around legends. And, you know, I started getting my nails and my feet did because Killer was doing that.
Yeah.
I named my son Killer, my nickname. They was calling me Killer. They always called me that too. But we really called Kyle's a killer because he got the long braids and everything. Yeah, he look just like Stone.
Just like Stone.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Every time you see Wolded, like and Booba could vouch, I wish he was still. I love him to death. Like every time you see Wolded, he just was fly. He was one of them niggas. Mm-hmm. He was fly by himself, you know, and he gonna get there every time. And it's just, he was so humble though. Mm-hmm. He was so humble, yeah, but he was a giant. That's what made him a giant. A giant, if people don't understand, because my accent, my tongue a little heavy. Mm-hmm. But a giant, that's what made him a giant amongst men. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what make Lee Lucas a giant amongst men. It's just his swag, the way he moved, you know? Yeah. Everything about him, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. So that's just where I'm at with it now. You know what I'm saying? I got lost. I forgot the question.
So you got back to just loving music for the feeling of it, and not going too it, deep into it.
I like when Nardo Wigby, she'll wig it with you, know, and type of coach. Problem. But listen, yeah. I like all that. You know, I like his beats. I like all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like when Nephew say, I just had got on this song like 2 days ago. I like to discover music, though. Like, man, what that is you listening to? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the nephew, bro. Play that bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm listening at that bitch. You know, I like when he say, hit the dope with the razor blade. Cut it up all dance. You know what I'm saying? Where would I be in this cold world? But I be saying my own. He say, where would I be in this cold world if I ain't know how to slam? I be like, where would I be in this cold world if I wasn't ready to die? You know what I'm saying? I just be saying it in the gym. Like, I put my little remix to it, you know?
How much you record, though? How much you record?
Shit, probably every day, no? Every day. But a lot of people be mad at me because I need pressure to work out to. So I make pressure like that. Who Won't Smoke? I been did that song. They heard it on live. But man, drop that. I'm okay. I'm going to drop it. I say, I feel like I'm putting out negativity. But I'm not. It's therapeutic. I'm just venting. Yeah. I'm expressing. Yeah. I'm releasing. Yeah. And everybody love it. They like, thank you, bro. Keep going. I'm like, okay, I got you. I'll share that pressure with the world. Cause we really pressure on this end. Like we not saying nothing negative toward nobody. I swear to God, like, you know, I don't mind people saying pressure, but I started that. I'm pressure on my end. PRESSHA. I got that trademarked. I'm pressure on my end. Mm. I'm pressure on my end. Mm. So it just that's something that we started. You know what I'm saying? My team started it, you know? And it's just, I got to release it to the world because they need it. Mm. They need it. I didn't know my music was a necessity. They need it. It's medicine.
Mm. So how's my girl doing?
Who?
Which one?
Amazing. You ain't been seeing her skin glowing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been seeing her out on the farm.
Around doing cartwheels and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, you know, she, what you call that? What's that word? Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
What's next for you, man? You say you're just living, but tours. Okay, so let's just do it for the fans. Will they get a project, multiple projects? Is it likely this year? We know that you're living and you're flowing, but you got fans.
Yeah, I'm glad that I did take this time out.
For sure.
Because now I have a greater process now. So I'm glad that I did take this time for myself because I wasn't ready to receive all the blessings that's about to come to me. It's scary.
Sure.
Like getting blessings, like falling off is scary. But when you get blessings, it's even more scary because with great power come great responsibilities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Facts.
That's like when somebody told me, like, man, I like your car. It's not mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm just borrowing it right now. You know, God, let me use it, you know. Mm. If I don't do right with these things that I have, it could be taken from me. Mm. That's going to be a hurting feeling, man. We got to catch the mortal. I'm back to riding on the mortal. Hair wrong in the water. You know what I'm saying? I got to go back in that hole and go for what I know. I don't want to do that. That'll be digressing for me. Because I don't know anything else. Mm. I don't. That I'm good at.
Right.
I'm great at making music. And I think I'd be great at acting, but I need classes. See, I'm not afraid to ask for help now. Mm. I used to be. Nah, I'm going to go on camera like this. No, Kevin, you tripping. EP been doing this for years. That don't go like that, homie. Mm-hmm.
Can't remix this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the ego. That's letting go of the ego.
Yeah. I had two, big brother. Mm-hmm. And life been beautiful ever since. Mm-hmm. You know, it been beautiful. It's like you're only the victim of the energy you project. And if you done projected too much negative energy in a certain situation, I say try to fix it. If you can't fix it, hey, go somewhere else where the energy is beautiful and pleasant. There's nothing wrong with uprooting. Move about the land that you may be successful. Alhamdulillah. Move about the land that you may be successful.
So much game on Big Facts.
I can't believe I'm even saying all this because I thought we were going to get on here and talk about rapping and all that.
No, we're going to talk about whatever the people.
I'm also kind of like, I'm also kind of afraid of taking up people's time too. Because I value my time so much. I don't want to be like, I hope we don't run over. I'm going to keep it short. I ain't going to go into all these long ass answers because my brain works so methodically. It's hard for me to just stay on subject because once you ask me one question, I think about it 30 different ways. I mean, you know, I'm bored on that. That's the gift and the curse with being brilliant, you know?
Yeah.
You know, buddy, you know?
So, look, I got a question.
I got an answer.
And I had retired this, but I'm bringing it back for you.
Go ahead, babe.
I usually ask people, like, if they have a bucket list or if they have like a list of things that they want to do, place they want to go, food they want to eat, blah, 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 before they die. But I know you said that you're never going to die. You're going to transition. So do you have a bucket list for your everything that you want to do or whatever before you transition?
I never said this on this show. I mean, I never said this in life. I done told people this. Man, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I got to say it, though.
I'm listening.
What my little brother wanted me to talk about was, I ain't gonna say how I know I could do this, but this since I've been a child. This lady, car was broke down. Her car was broke down. And I'm gonna say this, please don't believe me. The lady car was broke down, and I told her, listen, I could start your battery for you. She said, we need jumper cables. I said, no, you don't. I put my hands on a battery. I got this little thing that I do. I told her, give me the keys. I jumped in there and cranked the car. She said, you my angel. I say, speak nothing of this, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to tell you what really had changed my life, really changed my life. Then when you saw the dramatic change.
Dramatic. Or drastic.
I said dramatic? That's a new word. I just invented that shit. I'm a gangster. Ooh, bitch, Kevin, I fuck with you. But yeah, though, that dramatic change I had underwent. I'm going to be honest with you when I tell y'all this real talk.
Yes.
God kill every one of my children. I was 14 of them. I got four that's biologically mine. I got partners that's dead doing life and all their children, my children. Mm-hmm. May God take the breath out of every one of their bodies. I've been to heaven, what people call heaven. I've been to the celestial court. I got here through fasting. I'm talking about not eating nothing for like 42 days. I ain't eating nothing. Just liquids, just water. Like people want to know like, well, how did you fast? And, hey, you not going to do it 3 days. You not going to do it 4 hours. You not going to. So why even ask? But I have to give this enlightenment to people. But through fasting, I was able to go into the celestial court. I had been behind the first veil once. I've been behind the second veil twice. And I've been behind the third veil once. In the fourth veil, that's when I saw people. I had went to. Oh, forgive me, you heard me. That's that little thing. That's crazy. Now, I was talking about my brother, and he called me. We telepathic.
Yeah.
We telepathic, but he gifted. He gifted. But anyway, long story short, the fifth time I had went, that was I was laying in the bed with Dreek one day, and she was like, where you went? And I thought I had a dream, but I knew I wasn't having a dream. You know what I'm saying? This is physical. I ain't talking about no my spirit left my body, not that weird shit. I'm talking about you, us, death, celestial court. Well, I had this last little time I went in the celestial court. And when I was up there, well, in there, because it wasn't no up. I just was vibrating so high that I was allowed in. And I ain't going to speak about all of it.
Yeah.
But heaven, I never saw hell before in my life, but heaven is scary. I saw creatures that could have crushed me like this, and they was all in fear. They all was face down, like, to the throne. They was in fear for their like scared to death. I had to ask permission. Could I pray? I had to create a man. Stand, create a man. Pray. Okay. I was on. I had to ask permission. It was like every species that was ever created. I'm talking about. This gonna sound crazy. I don't do drugs. I'm this. I can't believe I'm saying this. I know the world gonna look at me crazy for saying this. I've been in the celestial court. That's what made me question everything I was ever taught. Cause I've been in the celestial court. I seen it's like the ambassadors for every living species. They was all face down. And it, like the way Muslims pray, they was right. face down.
Right.
The gravitational pull made your face hit the ground. You couldn't even stand up if you wanted to. That was the first time. It was the scariest thing I ever saw in my life. Cause their fear made me feel it was quiet. You ain't having no kind of sexual desires, none of that. You beyond a veil. You know this is realer than us sitting in this room. And that's what really changed my life. It changed my life all the way. I've been on this spiritual journey, but it changed my life all the way.
When you saw that?
I never saw the face of my creator. But when I gotta say this, I hate to even say this, this gonna challenge everything everybody ever been taught. God is a man and a woman together. They are one. The masculine and feminine energy. Allah, our heavenly father and holy divine mother, together as one. But we say he as to the masculine partisan. That's what made Islam make sense. To more make it more make sense to me. And I went twice.
Did you see the you same push, thing both times?
The second time I went, I ain't gonna speak about that because I'm really speaking ahead of my time.
Too much,
but somebody need to hear this. The second time I went, it was unreal. It was beautiful. The second time I went, it was beautiful. They gave me understanding.
The energy was different.
Nah, the energy was the same, but they gave me understanding to why. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You know, how could you say you love God, but you love not his creations? They go even for animals. They go for insects. They go for everything.
Yeah.
They go for everything around us. Trees, grass, everything. Everything has the spirit of the creator, the almighty.
Right.
So, you know, I don't care what religion you is no more. I swear to God, like, I don't religious gangbang. Like, because when people tell me, like, man, I be seeing my ancestors. I know you do, because I see mine. Mm-hmm. I see, man. I know you do. You know, like, I made a lick cage really popular. You know what I'm saying? But wasn't no rappers wearing it. They wasn't wearing it at first. You know what I'm saying? I made that popular. You know, it was a few that knew. I was the first one to come on with them with the lick cage on till I realized that our ancestors were so spiritually in tune that every attribute of the body, they gave it a name. These spirits that you say that's just you wear that to remind you of what's already in you.
Thanks.
You know, the only God I ever see is the one in me. That's the only God I ever see. Like, we are. You know what I'm saying? That's the only God I ever see. I don't see, like, you know, no other God. I see, like, the God I see in me. It's the only God that I really see. And the God I see in other people, like, That's all I see. I don't religious gang bang and none of that no more. It's only one creator, but the rituals may be different.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't judge, and I learned that I was dealing with these Native American people. Man, it's so crazy. Like, when I was gifted these feathers, I couldn't eat or drink for 4 days. Mm. You know, I'm thinking it's punishment. It was really a test. You know, I had this outside and all the elements. They say if it rained, then it was meant for it to rain on you. If it get cold, it was meant for it to get cold. If it get hot, it was meant for it to get hot. Everything that you have to surrender and trust the universe. Mm. And then it had remind me, like, this smoker, I ain't gonna say a junkie, I don't even like that term no more. This smoker say, man, I sleep outside, Kevin, everything I need. I mean, his eyes on the sparrow, so I know he watches me. I say, that sound like an old church song I used to hear. He said, yeah, but it's true. And I learned that, I had to relearn that through dealing with these Native American people. And they gifted me an eagle feather. They gifted it to me. And it's the bravest, strongest, holiest path. They also, one of my chiefs, Chief Sonny. And then I was also gifted hawk feathers. And just not too long ago, I was gifted owl feathers as a symbol of, you know, growing into my intuition and trusting it.
Mm-hmm.
instead of just going off of what I see, what I hear, and what I think. I'm going off my intuition and my spirit, and that's just where I'm at with it now. Like, I just, like, I can't even believe I said all of this on this show. Like, yeah. Like, if you think I'm crazy, hey, cool. I don't care. I love you. You'll see. I'm only getting younger.
Right.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We appreciate the game and the energy, my brother. Nah, you know you're real. Welcome anytime. Yeah, you know, if you got if you, if you got if you got if you got more in your spirit, you know what I mean?
Nah, it ain't dead, big brother. Like, I'm here. If y'all ready for me to go, I'm ready to go, because I don't want to never be intrusive.
Nah, it ain't no intrusive. We'll want to time your
when
time.
I'm working out, and you walk up on me at the gym, man, say, bro, we could take a picture after I finish my workout. Because this first, this therapy, this is what makes me a great person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is how I release anger. This is how I release depression and emotion and all of those things that I harbor on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. So I can be a greater person. I can be a greater service to humanity. Because just to see me, I had to realize, man, the lady told me, baby, just seeing you was a blessing. I say, why? She say, because I could see your growth. Mm-hmm. I remember when you used to come in here, your pants still sagging, but you just different. You don't look the same. I had to look twice. I just knew that was you because of your eyes. Mm-hmm. The old lady told me that. She said, I'm proud of you. I used to think you hated me. You know? She was like, it wasn't you I ain't like. I just ain't like what you was doing. I said, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt. We bring you back, man. Or maybe we got to do it live with Kevin Gates if he dies.
Look, hey.
So we can talk to the fans. You know,
I ain't
going
to lie. Like, after this release I just had, I feel free. Mm-hmm. Like that's some the shit I spoke about on here. I never spoke about this in no interview. Mm. I might have touched on it, but this is my first time speaking about this. Like, ever. I can't believe I'm like, damn, man, I really said that. But when you live in your spirit and in truth, you make all of the wrong people uncomfortable anyway. So, hey.
Facts.
Hey, I wasn't made for everybody to like.
Facts.
I wasn't made for everybody to like, you know?
Facts.
Big salute to Kevin Gates, man. Thank you know what it is, man. We appreciate your time, your positive energy.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for
real. www.bigfaxpod.com. Check us out. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.